So there's a couple of ways that we could take this. I'm also thinking you looked at the environmental side. What do you think, when you've got those 16 t-shirts, we've historically been brand marketers as well. What about the you think about the stories that they tell, right? I don't throw, I've got tons as well. I've got two drawers of swag downstairs that I was looking through. And, I used to go and collect them from Salesforce. Salesforce was great when I worked there. They used to have screen printing demons in every single booth, and you could have all your favorite slogans and stuff put on them. But what about just the idea of making more of those as a brand? I mean, is there a responsibility that we've got? A, we want to build brands and we want to tell stories, and having somebody wear something is like the ultimate compliment. I mean, this is I'm being maybe a bit too am I allowed to say that? Yeah, it doesn't matter. There is so somebody might want to wear a Google t-shirt, maybe. A lot of people will want to wear an Apple t-shirt. I had a conversation the other day with one of the guys at IBM, and they were saying, if you imagine that you had a stack of swag t-shirts on our desk, and one of them was an IBM t-shirt, I just want my mission in my new job, this lady was saying, my mission is I just want them to choose the IBM t-shirt alongside the other t-shirts that they're obviously going to take because they're the branded shirts. But I just want them to choose an IBM one because what that would mean for somebody wanting to wear, an IBM thing on their vest. And I
You
spoke to it.
want them to choose it and not be ironic.
Yeah. And not because it's like some old retro thing, like I've got a Commodore 64 t-shirt that I love, but they would actually want to wear it. Now, I spoke to one of our other leaders who very entrepreneurial, very provocative, but and she was like, I wouldn't even wear an IBM one for walking the dog. That's just not what I do. Right. Which is, fine, right. But so I think there's two things going on. One of them is it still okay that we want to create more stuff beyond that which we've already got? We don't need more t-shirts, but yeah, we want to try and perpetuate this thing to tell more brand stories. What about the mindset of that? Like, first of all, is that okay? Like, whether that's there's the psychological element of it. Obviously, the economic impact is completely different, but what I'm really getting at is, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, Simon Sinek did his thing 2017. He released his book 2018, Infinite Game. And the idea you've got an infinite mindset and you've got a finite mindset. And yet the human brain is wired to think short term. And we're wired to think about things that have got an immediate impact, like coronavirus, or like getting paid and not being furloughed, or like building my brand as quickly as I can. And I must make the t-shirts for my show and whatever else, versus the infinite mindset, which is much further long term, which the human brain isn't wired for, which is to think in terms of decades. Which is very much going to be thinking in terms of, the ecological impact on the environment. And we talk about greenhouse gases and CO2 and the impact on the planet and water shortages and population growth and stuff. I love that. Like, that's where the good stuff happens, where you get the mindset of what happens quarter by quarter in business and how you match that to a much bigger purpose that is far more meaningful, but that is an infinite mindset, which is much harder to grasp hold of. So I'm kind of viewing this whole debate as maybe the way in is we have a branded content conversation, which we know is going to have an immediate impact because that's what we do, but you do that well, and it's going to have a long-term impact as well. So I guess you could wrap all that up with a quote from Yvon Chouinard from Patagonia. Great philanthropist, reluctant businessman. Brilliant brand that he didn't really mean to build in the first place.
A great book.
We want to make a shitload of money because the more money we make, the more we can give away. And the more we give away, the more we create a business model that people want to copy. Isn't that a great manifesto for business?
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. I wish more businesses went that direction.